FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
And to those politicians supported by the NRA that allow the continued slaughter of our children and our future, I say get your resumes ready.
We're at a rock concert.
I'm so scared. That is a brain surgeon David Hogg there at that march they had in Washington to talk about banning your guns, although they'll deny that that's what they were doing. This kid, his star has faded a little bit. People have started to see through the shtick. He was in St. Louis on Sunday. This is part of some Parkland school shooters or shooting a bus tour across America. Maybe they were in Iowa somewhere yesterday. I don't know. They've been attracting fairly small anti-gun nut crowds around the country.
Who pays for all that?
Yeah. Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Denise. I don't know, because I've argued all along.
You know,
they're just being used.
Yes,
they didn't.
Here's
pay for
what
this.
You should say. Yeah. Here's where you should go, and we're going to pay for it.
They
and guess what? We're going to get you on TV. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you attention,
Twitter
and
followers.
We're going to pay for all of it.
I would say that my next guest, thank you for saying that, Mark Smith, would agree with that completely. He's the author of a book called "Duped: How Anti-Gunners Are Taking Your Freedom." Mark, welcome into the program.
Mark, thank you for having me on, and that was a great clip you just played, and I cannot agree more with the notion of, David Hogg being propped up as the new face of a very old, stale, anti-gun movement in the United States that has been largely discredited, because as I'm sure you know, Mark, we have more guns in America, more gun owners in America, and more concealed carry holders in America today than ever before. Americans realize, and Parkland just reaffirms this, that if you want to protect yourself and your lives and your family, guess what? You better do it yourself, because as much as you might like police, which I do, the reality is often they come too late or they don't do the right thing, and you better do it yourself. And I think when David Hogg gets a little bit older and has a family and has a home and grows up a bit, I think David Hogg's going to come around and be pro-gun too.
Well, I hope you're right. I wouldn't hold out any hope on that, I don't think. But, you know, the thing about it is that the Parkland school shooting was not the poster child for banning guns. It's a poster child for securing schools and hardening schools and dealing with mental illness and dealing with children who should be put in the juvenile justice system much earlier. I mean, there are a lot of things it's a poster child for. Gun control is not that. But that somebody out there, maybe you can point me in the direction of who it is absolutely using these survivors to push their agenda.
Yes, absolutely right, Mark. And in Duped, I discussed this specifically, which is if you look at the elites, the people that have unlimited money to spend on guards and armed guards, which they do, by the way.
Yeah.
You look at the George Clooney's, you look at the Oprah's, you look at the Barack Obama's, and the list goes on and on. I have an entire list of about 30 different celebrities that are gun control supporters, but guess what? They all have bodyguards. And I put that out in the book, Duped. But of course, Parkland teaches the exact opposite. Parkland was government incompetent start to finish, where you have the one armed guy there, Scott Peterson, refuses to enter the building. The two unarmed guards, believe it or not, one hides in a closet, the other drives away in a golf cart from the shooting. And then you have the police that respond in the form of Captain Jan Jordan, who I believe has now been relieved of her duties, is my understanding. She shows up and she refuses to let the EMTs or the fire department in to save the victims that have already been shot, because apparently she said she needed further authority to let them in. And of course, this is all on top, Mark, of the fact that the FBI was alerted specifically that Nicholas Cruz, using the name Nicholas Cruz, claimed on the internet he wanted to be a school shooter, and yet the FBI could not track down the guy named Nicholas Cruz because he used the secret code Nicholas Cruz on the internet. So this is government incompetence. You're absolutely right. The lesson here is not we need more laws. It's that you better be your first responder. And as to schools, of course we need to harden the schools. I mean, you go into airports, you go into government buildings, men with guns are everywhere. And yet why is it when we deal with schools, our most precious resource, we basically make them gun-free zones? Which is just a magnet for the crazies and the criminals, isn't it?
Very true. We're talking to Mark Smith, who's got a book out called Duped, How Anti-Gunners Are Taking Your Freedom. You know, what this all gets down to is who's behind it, who's funding it, what is the left's real goal here? And I always get back to this sound clip that Hillary Clinton was recorded with some of her top supporters back during the election.
Here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that case every chance I get. So I will need your help on that.
What David Hogg and these kids and every anti-gunner will tell you is we're not after all of your guns. We just want this one specific kind. We know that to not be the case.
That's right. Look, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, Michael Bloomberg, George Clooney, all the usual suspects that are surrounded with men with guns, but who don't want us to have guns. They want to make America Australia and Great Britain, where you really have no private ownership of guns. That's what they want. They want to live in the world, and I talk about this in the book Duped, they want to live in the Hunger Games, right, where Capital City has all the guns and all the weapons, and all the other districts in the country have no guns. And that's what they want. They want to be the only people with the guns, and they want us to be disarmed. And then we become subjects and not citizens. And that's really what the left wants in America. They want us dependent on government, just like they want other people dependent on government welfare and government programs up and down the line. The more we're dependent on government, the more the Democrats are likely to stay in power, because we need them for our daily bread, if you will.
Well, Mark, where can people find Duped? Is it on Amazon, I'm assuming?
It is, yes. It's been selling very well. I think there's a lot of interest in protecting Second Amendment rights given the anti-guns push this year with the election. So people can find hashtag Duped, how the anti-gun lobby exploits the Parkland school shooting, all over Amazon. And, you know, I'm encouraging gun owners to pick up a copy so they can use it to debate with their anti-gun friends at work and persuade their family to vote for guns, because without guns, we're basically defenseless.
Well said, my friend. Mark Smith, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Have a great day. All right, I'm going to get to your phone calls on that. What say you? Because now David Hogg is now attacking Laura Ingraham again. He wants another boycott of Laura Ingraham, not because of guns, but because he disagrees with her description of these centers and along the border where they're holding these kids, believe it or not. Now he wants her boycotted for that. What's his real goal here? I think we know.